Last week, I attended a panel discussion at the Woodruff Arts Center. It was a discussion on early learning through the arts, and specifically learning science, technology, engineering, and math through art, or alongside art. The panelists were there to share their personal stories and the results of their research. The keynote speaker was Dr. Ann Kale Kruger. She's a developmental psychologist and professor at Georgia State University. Dr. Kruger was the lead researcher for the Georgia Wolf Trap Foundation for the Performing Arts in two major separate studies from 2005 to 2012. I spoke with Dr. Kruger after her presentation on arts integrated learning. Here's some of that conversation.
Arts integrated learning is when a core curricular subject like math or science or history is taught with its objective in conjunction with the objective in an art form, whether that would be visual art or one of the performing arts. And the lesson is constructed in such a way that both the art form objective and the core curricular objective have to be met together in the lesson format. In that way, both subjects enhance each other.
Can you give me an example of how that would work, what that would look like?
I can. I observed a class in Fairfax County, Virginia once, a fifth grade Virginia history class. And they were studying, at that time, the history of racial segregation in Virginia, as well as photography. And they were looking in their integrated lesson at old black and white photographs from that period in Virginia history. They were talking about contrast, about grayscale, about black and white in terms of photography, but they took those same ideas about contrast and developed that idea in the context of racial segregation. So how did the photography amplify for them or enlighten for them what racial segregation was like in Virginia in the 1940s and 50s? That kind of lesson where the objectives of the art form of photography are integrated with the lessons about racial segregation in a state's history bring to life both subjects for the students in a way that they can't really be done separately.
The focus of today's seminar was also STEM, and from STEM to STEAM, so science, technology, engineering, math, and then the A added for arts. How can arts be integrated into math or technology or the STEM disciplines?
That's a really great question because on its face it sounds kind of ridiculous. But we have to start thinking about the cognitive processes that are involved in learning, quantities, learning, science. And those kinds of cognitive processes about wondering, hypothesizing, questioning, engaging, revising are all collaborative, social collaborative processes that are also learned in the performing arts. That's one example. They're both based in creative, social creative endeavors, both the arts and sciences. We were talking today about how the arts enhance learning in STEM fields in very young children, and there it's even more obvious. One of the things that, for example, drama has in common with math is that it's organized in a linear way. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end to a story. It's organized linearly along a time frame or a number scale, just the way quantity is. So when children learn patterns in music or a narrative in drama, they're learning how to organize the world in over time, and that's a way of thinking quantitatively. That's a very foundational way that the arts can enhance science learning and vice versa. But there are also other, perhaps more obvious ways in which the science and mathematics elements in music or dance or drama or visual art can be highlighted, and each can enhance the other.
So now that we're better acquainted with what arts integrated learning is, we need to see if it works. The National Wolf Trap Foundation for the Performing Arts asked an independent third-party research firm to conduct a randomized and controlled study of early STEM and art students over 4 years. Now, this was in Fairfax County, Virginia public schools from 2010 to 2014. And here's what that study found. Wolf Trap's early STEM arts program had a statistically significant positive impact on students' math achievement. When compared to the control schools, Wolf Trap students outperformed their peers on the early math diagnostic assessment. That's a test that helps educators evaluate the early math skills of a child aged pre-K to third grade. So yeah, the Wolf Trap kids that learned math with art and art with math, they fared a lot better in math than their peers. Now, Dr. Kruger led her own studies here in Georgia with the Georgia chapter of the Wolf Trap Foundation. She and her team investigated how story enactment helped kids learn to speak and write English. And these aren't just ESOL kids. These are also children where school English isn't necessarily spoken at home. Dr. Kruger's findings were equally impressive. Language arts lessons enhanced by drama significantly improved the students' spoken English, as well as academic measures of language arts and math. All of this is still early research, but it's promising research. The Alliance Theater is an affiliate chapter of the National Wolf Trap Institute, and their teaching artists work with students and educators on integrating the arts with the STEM disciplines. Here again is developmental psychologist Dr. Ann Kale Kruger.
I think it's important to know that the programs in education at the Alliance focus on teacher professional development. It's not about the arts coming in, giving a performance, an arts organization giving a performance and then leaving. It's about teaching artists working with classroom teachers to adopt creative and integrative ways of engaging whole children's whole beings in varying interesting lessons that make learning relevant and exciting for children. The point is that teachers need a lot of support. They often don't get it. This is one of the best ways to support teachers' continuing professional development that enriches the teacher, gives her or him more professional experiences and opens up new ways of teaching that end up being productive. Not distractions, not enrichment, but actually productive toward the goals of educating children.
So what's next for Georgia Wolf Trap? The initial results, they're promising, and so are the anecdotes. At last Wednesday's panel, Henderson Mill Elementary School principal Mitchell Green enthusiastically recommended the program, and parents and kids are responding well too. Wolf Trap will soon start their first year with Atlanta Public Schools, among their other new and ongoing endeavors. The challenge is getting the word out. A representative from the Alliance says that schools don't know how to access the funding to arts-integrated learning, and arts-integrated programs need to clearly demonstrate that their work supports the teachers and really aligns with Common Core. For City Lights, I'm Erin Wright.